On the Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour, I'm visiting here with Eric Smith, Pontiac Flying Service. First of all, tell us about your company.
We're a locally owned flying service, started in 1997, primarily working spraying fungicide, insecticide, have the capability to spread fertilizer and in this case spread any variety of cover crops, whether it be a cover crop blend, tillage radish, ryegrass. That's basically.
Yeah. Well, you also farm yourself, right?
Yep, I farm with my father and grandfather over in western Livingston County, into Woodford County and LaSalle County as well. Getting started trying cover crops, see a lot of potential benefits for our farm, and really, really excited about where it could go for us.
So tell me about doing this with an aerial application. I think, you know, we're used to spraying and some of those types of applications, but when it comes to seed, you put it to us kind of in terms a farmer can understand. Maybe just describe that process.
Yeah. Well, in northern Illinois, the ideal seeding time is between August 15th and September 15th, and if we're going to get a cover crop out there and established to gain these benefits, we got to get that early start. Typically, your crops will be out in the field, and we need to get the seed out there. With our spreader, it's basically going to spread the seed like the spreader on the back of your combine. As the seed comes out, the idea is to get a nice, even coat across the field and a real even stand as it emerges. You should have little to no issues with harvesting the crop that is out there. Actually, guys have said it combined easier with a cover crop. When they were cutting beans with the cover crop in there, it cut down the dust, is what I actually had a farmer tell me. So in corn, there should be no issue at all with combining the corn, and then you just leave the field lay as it is.
So you actually get that cover crop started before you harvest, and if I heard what you said earlier, there's even some benefit to the fact that some of those plants, soybeans in particular, the leaf, the material that's mm-hmm. dropping off of it, is that kind of a benefit to the cover crop.
Right, yeah. The idea with when you seed the corn, you want to see roughly about 50% of the light coming through to get that seed to germinate. And the idea in beans, we'd like to see that seed out there just prior to the leaf drop. So when you're seeing majority of the leaves turning yellow, getting ready to drop, then the leaves will mulch the seed and help it get established and started growing and get you off to the right start.
Well, very interesting as we look at how cover crops are starting to be looked at as a way to help with conservation practices here in this part of Illinois, the Indian Creek Watershed. We're out here on the field tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.